All right. Hello and welcome to my podcast. We are calling it Sistine Chapel, Religion Through the Eyes of Teens. I am your host, Aisha. This is my guest, Victoria. Say hello to the audience.
Hello.
Victoria goes to George Washington. She used to study international relations and politics, but now she is in medicine. We will not question it because she's a friend. So today, this episode is basically just going to be talking about what we think religion is, how it shaped us, and how we shaped our minds and society into just thinking about religion as a whole. So to start off, let me explain to Victoria what our class entailed. So basically, we were watching podcasts from, it was called Keeping It 101 from Megan and Elise, and they were basically two people who actually have studied religion, and some of them had markers on religion such as Islam. They would bring in guests and talk about what they think about like different religions, different cultures, especially in America, and how they treat religions, what's a major religion, what's a minor religion, and just see it through the eyes of them and see it through the eyes of other people who haven't, you know, like really benefited, like, you know, like cis white males on like the Christian aspect through our society. So today I wanted to talk about actually some, I wanted to ask you some questions and then we can go back and forth from there. So first question I wanted to ask you, do you consider yourself religious?
I consider myself religious in probably the most abstract sense of the term. I have a long history of identifying as not religious, but I think that throughout that there persisted like this desire to be religious. And so I think I guess you could consider me religious, but not in a way that fits under a specific category.
So to you, what would you say religion is?
I think religion is a way to connect with the universe. For me at least, it's a way to connect with the universe. I think it is for everybody else, but I think the universe has different definitions to different people, and the way that you connect to the universe and to God or whomever that means the different thing for different people as well. So I think at its core, that's what it is, but I think that it's the way that it actually like is shaped in the world, and the way that people see it can vary very immensely.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like just as being like a history major and an international relations major, it's kind of seen as like religion was basically just this safe haven for people and basically just a token of like hope, especially if you see it in like the Mesopotamian era and everything, as you see it as just, it was an explanation for the good and bad that happened in the world, and it kind of just evolved from there. So you can see it in that aspect, but then like as a religious person, you can see it as like, oh, God brought it at the right time and different things, and it continues from there. But yeah, it's really interesting how different people view religion, especially if you are religious or if you aren't. You can have either the same views or opposing views on that. Pretty interesting. So the next question I wanted to ask you is, what do you feel is considered a major religion and a minor religion?
Well, I think you have your pretty traditional major religions, Christianity, Islam. I think Hinduism is actually a major religion. I don't know if I'll classify Judaism as a major religion because my definition of major religion comes from the amount of people that practice it. Mm-hmm. And Judaism is a significantly smaller religion, although it is very important historically. And so I think I would classify major religions purely off of size rather than like cultural impact versus like minor religions or smaller ones, because I don't think that you can quantify like the importance or impact of a religion based off of like how much we accept or understand its like history and the religious like components of it. So that's how I would kind of do that. I would do it purely off of size.
Okay. People usually classify it as Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. I usually see it's kind of a weird classification for me. I feel like those are the monotheistic religions, so that's why we call them the major religions. But also, if you do see it, like as you said, like as population, you can say that Hinduism, Buddhism, different religions like this are actually major because of their followers, instead of just looking at it being monotheistic versus polytheistic. Next question I have for you is, Can there be a sort of morality without religion?
I completely think so. I don't think, I think that the argument that religion gives people morality is a very flawed one, because while I believe that religious structures, depending on the religion that you follow, provide perhaps a guide to appropriate behavior, morality, and belief, I believe that these things can exist without it. I think the major driver behind the statement is the concept that if you're not religious, there's nothing holding you to that behavior that you claim to follow, or there's nothing supposedly holding you. But I don't think a sense of morality is imbued in any way at all, only through religion. I think that it's imbued through our parents and our families and our societies. And if your society happens to be non-religious, then it would make a lot of sense that you have a strong sense of morality that is not tied to religion.
Yeah, I totally see it that way. It's really interesting when people bring that up with like non-religious people have no morals, because I mean, we've seen like in many different ways, like to bring up like just the fact that in the Catholic Church and different churches like this, you see a lot of cases of sexual assault or molestation or different things from people who are like high-ending, you know, like priests and reverends and different things. And you can consider those people the most religious, but then you see them with like a certain like zero morality for something like this. But then you can also see someone who isn't religious at all, but you see them like they have a good track record. They're very like nice to everyone. They're open to everyone, open views, open everything. So it kind of just depends on what you see as what is like good morals and bad morals, and how you kind of go on from there. And of course, like as you said, your parents come into play with it. I also feel like your society and your like background and how you grew up comes into play with it as well, because I feel like all of us see again morals as different. Some of them might align, but also there's certain things that other people do that we can see as, oh, that's bad, but then they can see it as, no, this is the best thing that I'm ever like that I'm gonna do. And it kind of just depends on you and how you basically just got shaped, like how you were either as an adult or as a kid and how it like grew from there. So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you more about, so we talk about primary sources. Do you have any cases where you felt like you were just like not against religion, but just like, okay, this is why I don't really see myself as a very religious person in this aspect?
I think when I was younger, I was very caught up. Not that I've had much of a life, so not I've had a life, but not a very long life so far. But I think when I was in like this period of like non-belief, I suppose, I think I was very caught up on this concept of no scientific evidence for religion or no rationality behind belief, and I think that that was the biggest source of, well, I don't believe in this. Why should I? I don't see the point in this. And even though like I'm baptized in the Catholic Church, and I grew up going to mass exclusively on Easter, but my parents are really religious, so I guess that made it easier for me to like believe this concept. But I was very strongly caught up on this notion of there's no scientific evidence for religion. But I think something I realized like as I got older was that I didn't need scientific evidence, and I almost don't want it, because I don't think that what we consider scientific evidence is important in talking about religion and faith aspects. I believe very strongly in the notion that the universe was created by God, and I believe that the things we know as science help us understand the universe that He created. And I think it's very interesting, because I know that this is probably not true, but I think it's kind of an interesting concept that in physics, for example, there's like that question, like the theory of everything, like what is the theory of everything? Like how do we reconcile like these technically like polar opposite can't coexist theories that we have, or like not quite laws, but like very established rules that we use to calculate natural phenomena. How do we reconcile them appropriately and like together? And nobody has been able to figure that out yet. And I'm sure that one day somebody will. But I think that for now, I like to look at that as an example of maybe the fact that we're not supposed to understand what can be considered divine wisdom. And I know that like different stages of physics have always like we've always had trouble like reaching them. Obviously, these are very new developments that we have in like the scientific realm. But I don't think you need proof of something, for it to imbue something with purpose, I think that it would be a very sad existence if the universe didn't mean anything. And for me, that meaning is provided through God. And the way that he constructed the universe is just, that is what I believe, and that is how I can kind of reconcile the two. I'm a very rational person, and I'm a very a database, like, science-oriented person as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that is mutually exclusive at all with the concept of religion, and I actually think it shouldn't be, because I think when we divorce religion from more, like, physical realities, I think we actually lose a lot of the meaning of the religion in the first place.
Yeah, it brings me kind of to the point where when I grew up in, like, when we were, like, in, like, eighth grade science class and different things, I was honestly, because I grew up in my, you know, like, small community of Muslims. Some of them were open-minded, some of them were not, you know, of course, everything. But you kind of saw it as, like, I kind of had this shock. I don't know if I would call it culture shock or what I would call it, but when we were learning about, like, evolution and then, like, the Big Bang and different things like this, I was just so confused because I was, like, well, the Big Bang, I was really confused by that. I was like, okay, like, from nothing to everything, and I get that, and I really, really liked that because I was really into, like, astronomy and different things like this, but I was also confused on why we're not bringing the notion of just God creating this and just keeping it with that. And then I was like, it's good for us to ask questions, whether you're religious or you're not. I feel like, for me, okay, I do consider myself religious. For me, in this aspect, I feel like when I ask questions and when I see things that don't really make sense in my religion and I ask questions, I research it, I feel like that makes me a better Muslim because I'm not following the religion blindly. I'm, like, you know, like, actually understanding why this is a rule, why this is not, different things like this. And I lead on with that. But a lot of people you see, they're just like, well, it's in the Quran, it's in the Bible, it's in the Torah. Just to call it what it is and keep going. But I feel like that's just blindly following someone that you don't really understand. But back to the science part, like with evolution, I remember having this homework and saying, like, oh, like, what evolves from what and different things. And I was showing my mom this and she's like, just put the answers down that they need you to put down, but know that, like, you know, this is not the case. This is not what we believe. We don't believe that, you know, we evolved from, like, fish and then, you know, like, monkeys and then different things like this. And she explained to me, she sat me down and she explained that, like, a lot of people look for the science and the rationality of things before they look at what, you know, like, other people see, like me, like, as, like, hope and, like, a different thing that's beyond science, that's beyond our understanding, because that's what I feel like religion is. What's it called? My English is very bad today. We kind of put them into categories where we can understand them, but we don't really look at it in a bigger aspect as, like, there are things we don't understand and we can't understand them because we are not God. We are not angels. We are not, you know, of a higher being. And I feel like that's, you know, that confuses a lot of people. My next thing that I wanted to bring you on, like, up to date on, I remember seeing a video a couple years ago. I don't remember who it was. My mom honestly sent it to me as, like, a Facebook Messenger link. Watched it. It was kind of cool, to be honest. I don't know if I believe this, but this is really cool to me. You know, with the revelation of Prophet Muhammad, when he was, you know, like, having his revelation and going up to God, he basically described how he ascended into, you know, like, right under God to see him and have his conversation with him. He basically said that it was like a bonsai tree type portal that he went through, and that's how he saw him and different things. And he was talking about how he saw the past prophets as he went on. So a scientist actually looked into this and said that when he was saying that, they believed that he actually went through a black hole. And that's how he got into the universe, especially to see God, or not to see him, but to have a conversation with him and everything, and realize that he needs to bring Islam to the people and everything. This was kind of cool to me to see religion and science kind of mixed together, and seeing as, like, you know, like, they saw what figures and different things that he said, as people, you know, called him crazy and saying, this is just a weird dream, this is whatever, into seeing it as, like, a scientific aspect. Personally, I feel like this is a really good explanation of, you know, how it actually happened, if it did happen, of course. But I also see as though, like, there are so many things, like this can be explained by science, but there are so many things that can't be explained by science. When these things can't be explained by science, how do you react to that? Do you see it as, okay, then I don't believe it? Or do you see it as, we should research this more? Or what exactly is your opinion on it?
I don't think everything is meant to be researched. I'm not particularly Catholic by any means, but like a huge tenet in Christianity is that Jesus turned wine into water, or that he was walking on water. And I feel that I don't think that these stories are important only insofar as they had to be factually true. Now, if I was a person of faith, I might tell you I believe that they were true, but I don't know how they were true or what have you. I would say it's because of God. But I think that these stories serve a much larger purpose than being able to be proven factually correct. I think that they're there to demonstrate to a people that is not us necessarily, like the miracles of God and what he was able to do and like what this meant to the people at that time. Because turning water into wine, for example, during that period, now I'm just kind of extrapolating, this isn't based on any evidence, like yeah. study I've seen, but during that time, like water was very difficult to clean, for example. And so for me, it would make a lot of sense for water to be turned into wine to be a miracle on many counts, firstly because you're turning water into wine, but because now you had probably a drinkable substance that wasn't necessarily as drinkable before. And so again, I'm not saying this with any historical basis. This is just kind of like my extrapolation. But these types of stories have these types of different meanings for people who did not grow up in the 21st century. And I believe that you can't divorce these meanings and the importance of something like that from, like, not the mythology of the religion, but like, I guess what the religion means. And Christianity at its core is a very human to human oriented religion, targeted towards everybody. And I think everybody can resonate with the desire to be able to drink something as simple as wine, you know, that's a substance that you can consume.
Yeah.
And I think that when we're talking about, well, is this factually correct? Can I prove it correct? I think that's almost irrelevant, because I don't think God has given us these stories to look at and nitpick. He's given us these stories to imbue meaning into ourselves and understand how those stories bring us closer to God, or how they may have brought other people closer to God.
I definitely agree with that, especially just with the readings and everything that we see. I feel like those are basically just to how we can shape our lives and how what we can turn to see. Like, I mean, like, there's a story in the Quran, I'm not sure if it's in the Bible or not, but of Adam and Eve, like, when, you know, like, they were brought to earth and everything. Obviously, they don't know burial rituals, they don't know any of these things. So in the Quran, we have a story that God basically had two birds, and the bird was, one of them was dead. So he basically taught him how to bury and put the bird under the ground and everything about that. And that's basically how we had the whole burial sites and different things that we do from there. And it basically kind of shows you, is with this story especially, it teaches us how we can bury our dead, how we can respect it and different things going on from there. And it basically shows it as like a, just a way to turn to a book or turn to something that was from thousands of years ago to look at it and be like, okay, this can help me and guide me in my life still in like 2022, even though it was made in like, you know, something BC. So it kind of just shows like how these simple texts or these complex texts, however you want to see it, can basically just shape our lives. And again, like something that we can turn to and look at and kind of see the value in it or not see the value in it and see how we're going to move forward.
Yeah, so, no, definitely.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. I mean, thank you for talking about this. I wasn't expecting to talk about religion today, but I'm glad I did. I always enjoy getting a chance to do that. I guess the one thing I would say is that I think that, like, we do people a great disservice by defining religion by maybe the bad things that we see in it, or maybe the what's it called? Or maybe like the flaws we perceive within it. Because while I think religion isn't for everybody, I think it's disingenuous to pretend that different religions haven't been corrupted by people over the years. And I think that there's a lot of value in being able to spiritually acknowledge that, this is a very important thing for a lot of people, and that we would do better to reconcile our differences, or we would do better to be all together, or we would do better to try and better understand other people and their religions, ultimately in going about, I think it's done me a lot of good learning about different religions in my life, even if I don't subscribe to them. And it makes me, I think, a better person overall, because I think I have more empathy and understanding and a greater ability to talk to people, being able to do that. I think I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't opened my heart to that possibility, I guess. I think a lot of people maybe have that part of themselves closed for good reason. A lot of people have it for good reason. I don't think that's untrue. I don't think that religion is blameless in a lot of things in this life. But I think it's also just very important to have a better understanding of.
Yeah, of course. That's actually what our next podcast is going to be about. Just talking about how in this world, how people view religion, and basically just how it can kind of affect us in who is considered a minor religion and obviously the major religion. But to bring that up, especially just to end it from here, it's actually really interesting to see. I've also mentioned this before in our discussion threads and different things, how it's so crazy to me how this country was built on religious freedom, and you seeing that they escaped persecution for being a different sect of Christianity coming to the Americas, and having a new chance at life, a second chance, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then you see it now used as kind of this tactic of, oh, well, why are people coming here like this? And, we see it as America's this melting pot of, different religions, different cultures, different ideologies. But it seems like the one major one that we always see is just Christianity. And I mean, you can see that in calendars, how we only celebrate, major Christian holidays, Easter, you get it off. Christmas, you get it off, different things like this. But also it's okay, what about Eid? I have two specific days, two major days, that I have to miss from school, or that I have to, call off work, or I have to do this. And it's a huge hassle. And what about different, Yom Kippur? How about Holi? How about different religions like this? And I get it. It's it's impossible to, put all of these religions, these religious celebrations, and give everyone the day off for it and everything, because there are a lot of them, and I will agree on that. But also it's okay, well, if you are, putting Columbus Day and different things that are not religious, what about valuing the ones that are and the ones that actually mean something to other people? Don't create that much controversy, such as Columbus Day, and saying that it's, Indigenous Peoples Day, and having that whole thing over there. But yeah, I just find it really interesting how, especially in America, it's kind of this contradiction over, oh, well, religious freedom for these people, or if you're not basically encroaching on our space on doing this or this, or, and it shows basically just a divide between the people, for something as simple as just, hey, I'm Muslim, or hey, I'm Christian, or hey, I don't have a religion, or hey, I don't know what I am, or anything, all these labels. So it's very interesting to see. But that will bring us to our next podcast, where I will be talking to Martina and a couple more people, just same questions and different themes. So thank you guys for listening and watching. Anything else to add?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. All right. We will see you guys in the next video. Did I pause it? Wait.